Hi, I'm Jasmine Greenaway, and in this demo, we'll be working through some template literals. In this first example, we have two strings here in two separate variables, the words JavaScript and fun, and notice that they are strings because they're enclosed in double quotes. On line 7, here is our first template literal, and it is printing the sentence, I am writing code in JavaScript. Notice that here is the placeholder, the pair of curly braces with the dollar sign, and I am inserting the word JavaScript here. Also keep in mind, I know this is a template literal because it has a set of backticks here. By the way, the backtick, if you never used it before, is most likely going to be to the left of your number one key. So when you close all of your text in between your words, it becomes a template literal. And then you can use these placeholders. And it doesn't matter if the variable is a number or even an expression like 1 plus 1, you could just go ahead and insert it in here. You don't have to worry about converting it or anything like that. So again, in line 8, we are working with another template literal, and we are now working with string 1 and string 2, and we are just inserting them here into the sentence. And here it is, printing in the console, formatting in JavaScript is fun. Also notice that template literals work with special characters right out of the box. You don't have to worry about doing any special formatting with characters like the exclamation point or period or things like that. In this example, we're working with some expressions, which you can do in template literals. So on line 14, we're adding the numbers 1 plus 1, and it prints the sentence 1 plus 1 is 2. So what happened here is that this expression gets evaluated before it gets printed to the console. And that's what's really cool about template literals. You can do things like this inside the placeholders before it gets printed or before it ends up on a web page. This other example, we're using a variable that's a Boolean, and it is true. And what we do in the expression is use the not operator here to flip it to its opposite, which is false. So it evaluates this to false and it prints it to the console. And the other part here is that we just added some spacing here to space out the output on the console. So there is some space after false, and so it prints that to the console as well.